How's it going with your car?
Pardon?
How's it going with your... Well, I say car in the loosest sense of the word, obviously. Have you managed to flog it yet?
Despite the fact that I did a blatant advert for it on Radio 1 yesterday, no, I haven't shifted it, no.
You know, there was the a text vote online for it.
Saying, would you buy this car?
So, would you buy this car? Do you think... Would you say, yes, it's a piece of class, or no, it's a pile of poo?
Mm.
An astonishing number of votes, actually, with 24% thinking, yes, it's a piece of class, which means that actually 76% think it's a pile of poo.
Yes, but if you look at the bottom on the small print, it says that it's not even a real survey or poll, so...
All right, then. Well, let's assume that a lot of those people voting don't know anything about cars. You obviously know nothing about cars, judging by what you've been driving. I know nothing about cars.
I don't really care about cars. I just want something to get me from A to B.
Well, I think you need an...
And from B to A.
It doesn't get... As I said yesterday, it gets you to B. It doesn't get you to B.
I have turned this to my mum. That's what she used to say.
Very much
A to B. I run around. That's all I need, Scott.
I've got an expert in to cast his eye over this car.
Have you?
Yes. See, I'm going to try
now?
And help you. Yeah, now.
Okay.
Okay? This person knows an awful lot about cars.
Is it Jeremy Clarkson?
It's not Jeremy Clarkson, no. It's even better than that. Somebody who knows all about class vehicles, fast cars.
Right.
Things that pull the ladies.
And they're here now.
And they're here now, walking through this door. With a beer.
Oh, my God. it's JK off Jamiroquai.
Ha-ha-ha!
Hello. Shake my hand.
Hello, mate.
There you go.
This is a surprise.
Wow, I've got like a sonic thing going on in these earphones, man.
Have you? What?
It's kind of cool. You got like a double or like chorus thing. Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Welcome.
What are you talking about? Your rubbish car?
Yeah. Now, you obviously do like cars, don't you?
A bit.
What do you have?
Possibly, maybe.
What cars do you have?
What cars do I have?
Yeah. Talk us through all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
That would be really boring. But there's three Ferraris, a Maserati, a couple of Audis, a couple of old Mercedes. One of them used to be Coco Chanel's car.
Wow.
Do you
have a Nissan Micra?
No. I did get asked one time to do a Toyota Yaris advert for the Far East. They wanted to offer me a lot of money. I had to decline because I just thought, you know what? How would I ever live it down? If that Jeremy Clarkson got hold of it. And the worst thing was, in the contract, it stated that you had to actually say in press conferences, you know, why do you like the Yaris? You know, how come you're not driving that Ferrari Enzo now, but you're driving a Yaris? And then I had to drive it round, and it was, and the premise of the whole advert was that, you know, I come out of the nightclub, see the big limo, go, sod the limo,
I'm getting the Yaris.
And the Yaris was pale pink, and I was not going to have any of that.
Even if it was only on in Japan and no one ever saw it here.
No, but that wouldn't happen because it's a big wide world and people would see it. So I think it was for Japan, Korea, Taiwan and China, but it didn't matter because that fella Clarkson, he'd get hold of it somehow, wouldn't he? And if I went back on Top Gear, what would I say?
Now, obviously, cars are a bit of a statement to you, aren't they? Like, they're important.
I mean, they're not sort of, important. It's a hobby. Hobby thing.
Do you understand what I'm saying? When I just need a run around.
Yeah, I realise, but there are two types of people. There is the type of person that just says, you know, I just want an A to B thing. And then there's people who want to feel good while they're getting there. And you just want an A to B thing, but... No. No. You feel, it's the way you feel. Does it cosset you? Do you feel the velour?
Only when the engine goes...
There you go.
Now, you've not seen this car yet, have you?
I haven't seen the car, but I tell you what, I've spent the whole week getting sweaty knickers over it. I can't wait to see this thing. I really have.
Do you want me to turn this screen round now?
Oh, I've been...
Well, actually, is it outside? Is it outside now? Mm-hmm. Right, it's outside Radio 1 on a meter.
Waking up in the morning with a lazy lob over this one.
Have you? Nice. I say, if you can.
Let's have a look at the monkey. Come on, bring him out.
Right, okay. Go with Chappers now. It's on a meter outside. Cast your eye over it and come back to me in a minute, all right?
Okay.
I've never seen anyone dance to Studio B like that before.
I'm gagging for it.
You love it, don't you? Studio B, I See Girls, and Kooks Ula, international pop star and car expert JK off of Jamiroquai is here.
Are they, is that last band German?
Who?
Are they German?
They're very big in Germany. I don't know whether they're
German, aren't they?
They might be German.
You've been playing German records. Naughty man.
Now, this Sunday in Brighton, it's the Chart Show Live. We have Beyonce, we have McFly, we have All Saints, we have Nelly Furtado and Girls Aloud. I will tell you, and it will be quite soon, when you can phone up and win these tickets to be there this Sunday. Do you have a favourite from Girls Aloud? Because they're on a Sunday.
No, I've seen them before. Lovely looking girls. I mean, I must say, just opening one of the newspapers there, it shouldn't be allowed, Sarah. She's gagging for a man.
Yeah.
Mm. She's got all these sexy knickers and shoes that she never gets to wear. That she should come round to Horsenden Manor. Honestly, it's Christmas time. You can imagine there. Christmas time, at the end of the bed, there's a stocking with an orange. You go, no, silly, you're supposed to put them on. And you can keep the shoes on while you're at it. But today, who has caught my eye is Eva Longoria.
You love her, you're just saying.
Absolutely. She's got these little grey boots on, and she's got that little thing where she's got the grey sock bits, and they come just up above halfway up the thigh.
Yeah, yeah.
Great stuff, fantastic. On a brighter note, Nate, I just want to say, although it couldn't get much brighter than that, but I did want to say that, obviously I've got my greatest hits out.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute.
And it's flying high.
It's good.
Thanks, everybody, for doing that. It's flying high. Next week, obviously, you've got greatest hits from some other artists coming out.
Yeah, a lot.
Oasis, Aerosmith, who else? Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud.
Greatest hits out.
Yeah, they have.
Well, how many are there on there? How many albums have they done?
Three, I think.
Three.
Oh, have they done three albums?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
I think there's about 15 on the album, on the greatest hits
That's
album.
What you do now. Like, 3 years into your career, you should have released the greatest hits then.
Well,
Do you know, back to Eva, though? Like,
yeah.
You've been doing this business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you deserve it.
I do. Do you know what?
You deserve it.
I do. I'm eligible.
Yeah.
A bachelor.
Yeah.
I love boots.
Yeah.
You've lost the photo of a car.
I like Britain. I have lost the photo. I'm getting into a bit of a panic here. Where is it?
Where is it?
Oh, God, I can rest easy again. Yeah, she's a delightful lady, isn't she? Really wonderful. Who is she going out with, the basketball player? You must have been too tall for her, surely.
Is she single again?
I don't know whether she is or not. All I know is I keep looking at those boots and getting really excited.
So does that mean you leave Sarah alone then?
I leave Sarah, yeah. I'm a bit more of a brunette man than a...
Interesting news about Sarah today, if you read that article as well.
Her quote says she wants an older man who isn't a celebrity. So I'm thinking, hello.
You're in there, mate.
Thinking this weekend, I'll say hello to her.
I think it's possible. I do.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Will you help me then?
I'll help you if you want. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'll try.
Yeah, get that car out. that's the quickest way. Once you start doing that homoerotic pose on the bonnet of there, she'll have those heels on like a flash. It's funny, actually, because we're just reading the paper. There's also a picture of me with a bloody nose. If only I could look as good as Eva. You know, it's not quite the same, is it?
Wow.
She might see that.
Why are they printing that?
I really don't know.
Yeah. I don't think you know, got a particularly rock and roll lifestyle anymore, have you?
No, not really. I'm super quiet.
But I do like it. You keep your hand in by punching the odd photographer. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, it says nothing like ending up with a 5-year caution, isn't it? Fantastic. Really, it's great. You know, it's just what I always wanted. Yeah. Now I've really had it. That's my Christmas present. Here's your Christmas and birthday all in one, you know.
Do you think they deserve what they get from you sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a bit of tit for tat. You know, look, as far as I'm concerned, it keeps them in business. I'm earning their money. You know what I mean? Then there's just more and more of them, though. They're just coming over from everywhere.
Aren't they just doing their job, though, to a certain extent?
Yeah, but you know what? Try and go and find another job. They're not doing their job at all. They're going out and buying a Canon EOS-1D and going, look, I'm a photographer, and it's slightly different. They are just... I suppose they're doing a job, but it is an occupational hazard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you get... If you get...
It is, if you're around.
But no, we've had a truce.
Have you?
We've had a truce, yeah. We don't want the outside of every nightclub in London to become like the West Bank of the Gaza Strip, do we?
No.
We're having a truce, and that's it. I'm their friend, and they are nice chaps, really, some of them.
Some of them.
Okay. Some of them.
See, Laura's going to have all this soon, aren't you, love? Because Laura's got a book coming out.
Have you?
Have you? Yeah, of her diaries.
What's it all about?
It's some diaries that her sister found in her bedroom in York, which we've been reading out on Radio 1, and now they're going to be published.
Can I read a chapter of it? Have you got
one? Yeah, I think we've got one somewhere. Mia, do you have any advice on kind of handling the media attention? Because obviously Laura's going to be swamped quite soon.
Oh, just be nice. Just be nice to them, you know.
Yeah.
They are nice. Be nice. Let's have a... Are you going to... You're finding
yeah,
it.
She's gonna play, I'm going to play your record and then you have a look, right?
Oh, I've never heard it on the radio.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's Runaway, Jamiroquai. It's Radio 1. It's nearly 10 to 5. Nice strings.
Hey, that's a London Philharmonic, man.
Is it?
No. Just seriously think we can afford them?
Jamiroquai and Runaway on Radio 1. So that's the first time you heard it. How did it sound to you?
Sounded beautiful, man. Yeah, it sounded beautiful.
Happy with that?
I'm really happy with that.
Okay,
it's great.
Do you ever listen to your music at home, your own music?
I did actually listen 2 weeks ago, just before Pete Tong came around to the house. I listened to Dynamite, the whole album.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not often I do that, but I did actually listen to it, because I think when you first make the track, you're so involved in it, and you hear all the bits that
bits
you don't
close
like.
To it, yeah,
and you're too close to it. So I listened to it about a year later, and, yeah, I thought it feels just like it should. It was all right for us, you know.
Do you reckon that you could recognise your own songs in a split second?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What's this one?
Too Young to Die.
Yeah. See, Chappers is very good at this, aren't you?
No, I'm rubbish.
So I've got to tell you what. I was quite shocked to hear the intro. I watched a porn film once and there was Deeper Underground on it. I kid you not. I was in a hotel in Hamburg and I thought, bored, I will check what's on the pay TV, because German pay TV is always better than anywhere else in the world. And, like their music. And sure enough, there's a... Talk about bump and grind.
Now, I'd like to play a round of Name That Jamiroquai Tune now. It's JK versus Chappers.
Right.
You up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, Chappers.
I might lose this.
Chappers, you can go first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Fingers on the buzzer. Fingers on the buzzer. Nothing to offer, two in the black. Blow your mind.
No, you're not supposed to... Oh, okay. No. Well, we can do
that. We're going against each other. No, we're going against
each other. Yeah, that's
okay. No, you go. Go on. I can give you at least a minute. You'll never get it.
Okay. Right, okay.
Come on, then.
I have no idea.
Space Cowboy.
Right. The one that doesn't speak is keeping score.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, it's easy.
Oh, it's, no.
Dear, oh dear.
I played this with myself earlier. I got all of them.
Rubbish.
I did.
Rubbish.
The only one I didn't get was,
If you can't get that one.
I can never recognise songs from the intro. I'm sorry.
I didn't get... What was the one I didn't get?
But that was Virtual
Love Philosophy I didn't get. That was Virtual Insanity. See you next. Easy.
Oh, God.
Why don't you do it, then?
That is classic.
Cosmic Girl. Obviously.
Cosmic Grill.
Easy.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Are you two just going to sit there and go, easy, 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 each time?
Is it?
I'm loving this. This is the best thing I've done for ages. since I drove in traffic this morning.
No? Well, I've got one it was now, have you?
What was that one?
I can't remember.
Well, it's just...
No, do I get the point, just, then? Do I get the point?
No, I didn't hear it.
I get the point.
Because you were too busy laughing.
Okay, okay.
It's just got white noise.
Here's another one. Oh, that's easy.
That's an easy one. That's the one. Supermodel. Me, looking sharp. Bentley. Lots of skimpy girls around a swimming pool. Mind you, that could be any of them.
Yeah. Not helping so far.
Not helping, really. It could be any of them.
No, the Chappers, Love Philosophy.
You can't even say that.
That was the one you said you didn't get.
Right, we're going a little bit more up to date now. That's quite a lot of it played as well.
Why are you all looking at me like this?
Actually, to be honest with you, they're coming at me so thick and fast, I have to think about that one myself.
That's what I'm finding.
7 days in sunny June.
Yeah. Right, you've won, basically.
Funnily enough, have you seen the video for that?
What, for 7 days?
Yeah.
Is it you surrounded by skimpy girls in
it? It is. Round a swimming pool. Well, I have to say, I do one of them, two different ones, and then do the scantily clad one, get your own motors in it job, which people think is highly original, and have enjoyed that formula over the years. It's something to look at. Hey, look, let's face it, if all them Yanks can get away with standing in front of a Range Rover and a Hummer, grabbing the nuts and throwing dollars at skimpily clad girls.
Yeah, have some of that.
Round swimming pools, have some of that. That's the way we do it in England.
Maybe if I was in one of these videos, I'd remember the songs more.
Don't try and get in like that, please.
You are.
You're in the next one, baby.
Yeah. No, you are. You're in that feels just like it should one with all that blue makeup on. Don't try and get out of it. Or were you the girl in red at the end? I can't remember.
So this is out on Monday, this greatest hit.
Yeah.
It's High Time, singles, 92 to 2006.
Feels like so long.
You've had quite a lot of hits, haven't you?
Yeah. Wow. I know. I mean, I was amazed. I mean, we couldn't get five of them on there, you know.
Really?
Oh, the joy is for me as well. There's a DVD out and it's got all the videos. Which
right.
for me is great because I think it's another part of the work you've done, you know. It's not just the music these days. Obviously, it's been videos from day one, and I will never forget that first video for Too Young to Die as I was driven out to the Mojave Desert by a man saying, "What we need for this video is emotional content, Jay. The emotion of the lyrics." I said, "Well, I know about the lyrics. You know, I did write the song." and then he stood me literally a mile away on this long lens, and all you could hear was this beep. Jim, and anyway, I thought, I'm only 21. What do I do?
Listen, thank you for coming in today and inspecting my car.
It's super.
It's been a great surprise.
I'll tell you what, before you go,
yeah,
take over this show now.
Yeah.
Before you go, what about that other track?
What?
The last one. And then I can go, and everybody else can say, God, I wonder what that track's about.
What, this?
Radio.
Something's just keeping from me. I'm not dumb.
Hey.
I don't give a damn.
You know, babe.
Three's not a crowd.
I'm a man.
She likes boys. She likes girls. Twists her little fingers round those supernatural curls.
Don't do that dance again. It's kind of turning me on.
Is it really?
Go on, bust it, son.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Ooh, it's ready on the radio before.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's been great.
Thank you, JK.
Thanks, everybody, for putting the number one. Trust on Radio 1.
He was very cool. I like him a lot.
I thought that game was rubbish.
No, you weren't feeling
it. I didn't really see the point of that. I thought it was just to ridicule me.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, I got that feeling.
No, but it was maybe slightly off-putting that the whole band, as you were not identifying any of the Jamiroquai songs, were looking through the glass at you.
I find guessing songs from intros very hard, as I've just proved.
Now, as you left, JK asked me if I got any spare tickets for the Chart Show Live at the weekend. I think it's probably the Girls Aloud element.
Mm.
Beyonce.
No. He's quite happy with either thingy. He's leaving Girls Aloud alone.
Oh, okay.
But he just wants to come for the music.
Don't get into a fight with him.
I'm not a photographer.
Whoa. Bloody nose. Beyonce, McFly, All Saints, Nelly Furtado, and Girls Aloud are going to be there this Sunday in Brighton. It's a huge, great big pop event. All your favourite Radio 1 DJs. Would you like to be there as well?
Yes, we would.
Oh, good. They're back.
They're back again. The voices in my head.
They just pop up.
Very soon, I will give you a chance to win these tickets. Stay there. All right, bit of Body Rocks and some Strokes coming up. Scott Mills till 7. Now it's just gone 5.